This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Temptation Island wrap up over on the Hot Dummies on Island Speed. My name is Kirsten McInnes. I am not joined, as I normally am, by Maggie Morgan. She is gallivanting in France. But thankfully, I have brought in a very amazing guest co-host to join me. Brian Scally is here. Scally, how are you?
Oh, hello. Hello. I am good. I am returning to the Hot Dummies on Islands feed. You know, feels like I'm coming home like some other people this episode. won't quite say I'm a stallion, but it's fine. We'll get through just fine.
Is there anything worse than considering Temptation Island your home?
You know, I didn't think of it that way, and I might have to leave. So,
oh no, but the feed is a good place.
That's true.
Is a good place to consider home. Come on, but yeah. So, Temptation Island. This season is so much better than last season. I feel like. Would you agree with that?
Big time agree. I feel like they figured out a few ways to shake it up, found some couples that are actually going to cheat on each other, and just like more entertaining personalities. So overall, I'm happy with this season so far.
Yeah, me too. And I feel like for a lot of this episode, I thought it was going to be a bit of a disappointment compared to last week. And then Lascelles decided to say some of the most unhinged things I think I've ever heard in my life. So I'm grateful for that. Do you have any like favorites, least favorites, anything like that with the cast of this season?
Imagine liking anyone on Temptation Island.
I like Ash a lot.
No, I like, if you're like really getting down to it, sure, I like Ash. Like Iris is fine, she's boring. I haven't seen enough of like Ashley to stand just yet, but in general, like I hate Lascelles, I hate Hanya, Edgar does nothing for me, Luke is background, so like just run down the men. But yeah, I would say there's definitely stronger feelings on the least favorites than the favorites for sure.
I would agree with you on that one. I think that's fair. That's fair enough. So the way we've been doing this lately is just going through couple by couple. Which couple would you like to start with?
Let's do Jillian and Edgar. I feel like they had a big episode.
Every episode's a big Jillian and Edgar episode, right?
Yes. Despite what you may think, they are huge presences on this show.
Wait, what did I say?
No. Not what you may, but like what we may have thought coming in. I don't know. They didn't pop for me right away. And yet here they are.
I knew that they were going to be big because they went to theater school. But I didn't know what like their actual story would be. And so, first and foremost, I'm so sick of Edgar acting like a victim in all of this when he has, like, he cheated on Jillian in the real world.
It's so weird to me how, like, the double standards that, I mean, especially the men, but just, like, people in general are coming in here with on this season. I don't get it. He is constantly mopey and, like, I'm over it. Just figure it out. I didn't really understand, like, Jillian and Edgar as a couple coming in. And so I'm not surprised this is falling apart as drastically as it is.
Yeah, 100%. So what they saw on the bonfire last time was Jillian saw Edgar in the confessional being like, Jillian, if you don't want me, just leave me alone. Like, go away, Jillian. And what Edgar saw was Jillian making out with Tommy and being in bed with Tommy. I feel like Jillian kind of had a bit of a transformative episode, I think, this week, because Tommy is not playing. He does not want to spend 24 hours a day with her.
The thing is, I feel like Tommy is playing, but just doesn't want to play that much. Like, he's a little tired. Like, ugh, I don't have the energy to be playing for 24 hours a day. So, like, let's separate a little bit, and then we'll go back to the charade later. Because I don't believe them that much.
Oh, I don't. No, like, I think that if anything, they'll have some fun, and then Jillian's going to go on to actually live her life, which I'm sure she's going to have a great life. But again, she's 21. So I don't think that Jillian should necessarily be seeking like a forever love, especially on Temptation Island.
No one should be, especially a 21-year-old, whether they're on Temptation Island or not. like, should not be allowed on Temptation Island for their own well-being, but for my well-being, it's working out just fine.
Yeah, it's definitely going well. So in this episode, Jillian talks about how her and Tommy have been very hot and cold. And I feel like the show has not shown us any, like, cold moments, really. Like, even the quote-unquote cold moments this episode are just Tommy being like, just because I don't want to sleep in your bed does not mean I don't like you.
I don't know. I would say kind of. They did have a conversation where Tommy was like, look, we need to like slow this down. And I don't think that you are like, I'm happy with where things are. And even Jillian is kind of saying this, like, I'm happy with where things are, but I don't want it to progress further. But like, whoa, you're moving too fast. And I feel like Tommy is like, all right, you need to like figure yourself out before we progress this any further, because I don't really have an interest in progressing this any further.
As he shouldn't. But I guess you are right. The other thing this episode too is he's like, are you sure you're ready to like be dating? Like, you're just getting out of something.
Yeah, I love this. I feel like with Tommy here, and I forget who it was last episode, it's like, I'm actually really hung up on the fact that you just broke up with an ex. It's like, or that you have a current significant other. Like, why did you come on the show? That is your entire role, is to try to date someone who has a significant other. So why are you getting precious about it now?
Yeah, what do you think they tell the tempters when they cast them on the show? Like, how do you think they get them here?
Like a fake out, too hot to handle situation where they don't know they're going on this show?
I don't think it's to that extent, but I do think that they have to try selling it in a way that makes them think that they're the stars of the show when ultimately the singles are completely forgettable. And I just am so curious how they, like, Maggie and I have been talking about this every week, basically. Like, how do they explain it? Like, how do they direct the singles to act? And I can't figure it out. I don't know what the incentive is to come on the show as a single.
Not at all. I don't understand it. I feel like they must have signed their life away before they actually find out what show they're on. Because like, once you find out, how do you go through with it? I mean, we've seen two people now come back for round two, which I actually think is a good motivator. Like, if you do well enough here, you'll maybe come back in the future. So I think that's an interesting twist that they are introducing, and a good motivator for the singles to be a little more unhinged. But I don't understand the normal motivations.
Yeah, not Temptation Island All-Stars over here.
Like, sign me up. I'm so into it.
I would watch it. I would watch it.
Like, proven personalities, a recipe for success.
Honestly, yeah, it's better than the like anonymous people we get. And then over for Edgar, basically he is just getting really in his head about things with Marissa is the one he's on. Yeah, Marissa is the one that he's into. He's been getting super like unsure about that. And it culminates in, I believe it was Trace being a complete snitch.
Oh, Trace,
what are you doing? Why are you telling Edgar that? So Trace goes to Edgar and is like, I think that Marissa may be telling you that she's really into you, but like behind closed doors, she's saying that she doesn't like you that much and doesn't want a relationship.
You know what? I don't know that Trace and Marissa are particularly close. It's not as if they show relationships. No, but like, it's not as if we would have any background into their friendship on this show. So it's not that surprising to me. For all I know, they could be mortal enemies, and that's why she's doing this. And they, it's all made up.
Why would you do any of this against anyone except your mortal enemy? She's like, yeah, I don't think her intentions are pure. She's not here for the right reasons. And it's like, You are getting very precious about right reasons on a show about getting people to cheat on their significant other's trace. Like, yeah. What?
She, the right reasons are to be here to break up long-term couples, not to be friends with them, Marissa.
Well, and you know what? Trace also is now doing double duty as a tempter. She's breaking up a 7-year relationship and a 3-day relationship.
I applaud. Honestly, bring her back for All Stars.
What, you don't think she's going to marry Lascelles?
You know, if he has anything to say about it, they will be married. And I don't know if she has a choice.
Oh, so much. Okay, and then at the... you know what? I guess we could just go to another couple now, and then we could just talk about the bonfire at the end. Yeah. Okay. What couple would you like to talk about next?
Let's get Iris and Luke out of the way.
Get them out of the way. So this podcast has a very firm anti-Luke stance. Where do you fall on that?
Bet I'm down. Like, I was like, okay, and everyone goes on dates, and Luke and Megan. Okay, Iris and her date. Like, I move past Luke. I have no interest. I don't know what he's bringing to the show. I love how Iris is like, oh, I'm just so happy because he's finally showing his emotional side. It's like, Iris, he has done nothing but cry since he got to the villa. So I am just kind of bored by Luke overall, I would say.
I just think he's the worst. And every single time we see him talking, it's basically about how he's upset that Iris can't get over this tenuous concept of the past when he was texting other girls and like not being faithful. And we find out this episode that it was happening within the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what? They've been together for 5 years. So, like, I'm pretty recent in the span of 5 years.
Well, I think and I mean, it's probably more than just the last 5 months. Like, it's probably that's just the last time she caught him.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying it's not like this was very beginning of the relationship. Like, you got 4.5 years in and mm-hmm. you're still texting other people. This is a red flag upon red flag, apparently. So, Luke, I feel like your just desserts are coming, even though Iris seems like very intent on just staying loyal here.
Yeah, Iris is so loyal, and it breaks my heart because she's being loyal to the person who feels no actual loyalty to her. Like, he really just wants a cookie, being like, I'm a better person now, but we've not seen him being any better.
Mm-mm. No, I don't know, like, what work he's done, who he's even spoken to. I haven't seen progressive conversations. I'm not really seeing it with Luke, and I don't know if it's the edit just, like, not dedicating time because ultimately he's not that entertaining, or what the case may be there is.
Well, I don't even know, because last season they gave so much airtime to Corey, who I feel like was supposed to fit the same archetype, except Corey was just, like, a puppy that had been kicked, and Luke is, like... one kicking a puppy, honestly.
Who was pulling the attention away from Corey last year? Like, Kendall? There are interesting people. Yeah, okay.
Thomas?
These are not real people that were on the season. I'll never believe you.
Kendall's the one who had the threesome.
I know. I remember. I remember. Stop it.
He's the worst man alive.
Yeah, well, we'll see. There's many more seasons of Temptation Island ahead of
us. Yeah, you're right. You're right. So I feel like, do we even see Luke doing anything this episode? I feel like I didn't write his name down one time.
He was on the date with Megan. I wrote down nothing. Like, he's not pretty much non-existent. He was like, we're having a toga party and I've never been to one. And I was like, okay, cool.
Oh, I don't believe that for one second. Do you see how easily a lie slides out of Luke's mouth? If you were telling me that specific man has never been to a toga party, listen, I was not born yesterday.
Yeah, I feel like a toga is one of Luke's like 5 outfits. Like, it's got regular use. Put it at the front of the closet because it is regularly being taken out.
Yeah, he like rather than just using a bed sheet, he like special ordered something with like belt loop so he could like drape it well.
It was tailored at the dry cleaner. He knew that he was going to get good use out of this.
100%. I was like, this man is lying to our faces, and that must be how he lies to Iris too. Iris was hanging out with James. Yeah, James is the long hair, long hair guy. A little bit. I feel like there's no connection, no spark between Iris and anyone. But she was hanging out with James, talking about how she feels, you know, good being on her own. And then she was the most excited when Deke comes in from season two.
Oh, Daddy Deke is what I heard.
Nope, I will not be accepting that. Nope, no, nope, nope, no,
Daddy Deke.
Not for me. He really does say all kinds of things. So it turns out Iris is a Temptation Island super fan.
Honestly, I can see it.
See, I would have thought that all of that was fake, except for nobody knew who Sam was on at the other villa, and they showed it. So I'm like, I don't think they prepped Iris on this. She just knows who Deke is.
See, I don't know, because I feel like you're not coming on the show for the 30 followers that you're gonna get, so like maybe you have to be a super fan in order to apply.
I think no.
What other motivation is
some there? People really think that they're going to find fame. Okay, how many followers do you think Deke Conti has on Instagram?
Deke? Ooh. See, because it feels like he was a star, so he's now making a return appearance. So I'm going to put on the higher side of Temptation Island and go with 3,000 followers.
Okay. Come on. That's a slap in the face. He has 14.8K followers on Instagram.
It was more like a tickle on the face. Like, that is not like that much higher. That we're out of the same ballpark.
I mean, you were 10,000 away.
It is a high percentage, but not comparatively to like if you're going to be an influencer.
Yeah, no, he's not. And his pictures are not very good. Like, I feel like I can see what he's trying to do, but it's like the person actually taking them for him doesn't know what they're doing. And it actually is kind of funny to look at. Like, you know, sometimes there's people who just like, they have the shot, it's a good shot, but they just can't execute mm-hmm. well. That's exactly what his Instagram is like. And it is making me very happy.
Oh, no.
Guess where Deke lives?
Oh, where does Deke live?
Relevant to conversations we've had this week. He lives in Scottsdale.
Ooh, look at him. He is there for the golf and the partying. Here it's an up-and-coming spot.
Golf and partying. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, anyways, she is a absolute super fan, I guess, of Temptation Island. And she then spends the whole time just hanging out with Deke when he's not fighting with the other men.
And so here's my thing. Was it always a plan to bring in these like two spoilers, Deke and Samantha? Were they just like that good that we had to have them here? Or it was Iris is really giving us nothing and we need to, like she said in her casting that she's a huge Deke fan. Let's get him on the plane, bring him in.
Yeah, honestly, I would believe either option. I have a feeling that maybe like two singles dropped out last moment and like Sam and Deke were people they could get quickly to like get through the quarantine and go on to the show.
See, I feel like, do you like this idea to bring back past singles?
I mean, especially considering like I will never remember any single who is ever on this show, probably. I love it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I feel like you have proven personalities out of the like 300 singles that you bring on the show, like two of them, their names we learn. So if you already have someone that you know is going to stand out from past seasons, like bring them back. Why not?
They're putting Temptation Island inside of Temptation Island and I love it.
So like I'm good. I'm like kind of, I don't know, Deke stands out more than in one episode than most of the guys that have been on this season already. So
yeah, okay. Let's play a game. I'm gonna give you a man's name and you can tell me if this man is on the season on the season. Okay. Do you remember Eric from the season of Temptation Island?
Nope.
Well, there was no Eric. That was good. Okay. Do you think that there is a Mike on this season of Temptation Island?
I mean, just by like sheer chance of a Mike being on the season, I feel like you gotta go yes.
Yeah, there were two. There were two Mikes.
Two.
We met Mike because he was the one giving all the pickup lines to Ashley, but Mike Pedro, I don't think has spoken. Like I'm looking at his picture, I'm like, I've never seen this man in my life.
I don't think that's real. I think he was one of the two that got dropped out, and that's why Deke's here.
Yeah, absolutely could be. What about Ray Rock?
Ray Rock, that is a person who's on this season. Yes. How could I forget Ray Rock?
I mean, if we get, if we play our cards right, we might get Ray Rock back for a second season of Temptation
Honestly,
Island.
Honestly, needs to be. Deacon Ray Rock is who I'm currently pulling for. When you said, do I have favorites, I did oversight on them.
Not that. I also really like, I mentioned James earlier because he's long hair guy. His name is literally James Patterson, like the writer.
Oh, well, see, you said when I mentioned James earlier, and I was like, when? Because no. If you had said, is there a James on this season? I would have said no, and we've already talked about him.
Is there a Brian on the season?
No, I feel like I would remember that.
There was a Brian.
Oh, my God. Temptation Island has a problem. I don't know.
Crying. Is there a Tevin on the season?
Yeah, because I don't feel like you're pulling Tevin out of nowhere.
Well, I could be Googling boys' names, but yeah, there is.
And
there
Tevin's coming up number one?
I don't know. Whatever. Let me live. But what about Andrew?
No.
Yeah, there is. There's an Andrew. Ah! Okay, well, that's great. I love that. I feel good like game. If I wasn't looking at the cast, you could absolutely get me with all of them. I'd be like, I've never heard of those names in my life.
They were all guesses.
Yeah, they could all just be random people. That's so funny. But yeah, so Iris, you know, maybe Iris and Deke will have a love connection.
And I'm kind of rooting for it. Like, let's shake this up. Deke, obviously, already stirring up trouble in the villa with some of the guys, including Taylor. Not so happy he's here.
Yeah, they're mad. They're like, oh, you didn't introduce yourself to each of us individually. Have some respect.
Yeah, no little Deke energy from him coming out. So I just am, you know.
I mean, I would argue that the way he acts is exactly little Deke energy.
Yeah, I mean, let's not be, let's, you know, it's correct, but he's like giving something on the show, like, oh, these guys are shook that I'm a stallion. Like, okay, Deke.
Yeah, when a stallion comes in, you know.
Change of plans because daddy's here, so, oh, okay.
No, stop it. Illegal. Jail. Straight to jail.
Whereas, like, Samantha comes in, it's like, oh, you're shower girl. That's all she gets.
Oh, my God. I can't. Well, you know, I'm surprised anyone even knows what shower girl is. Okay, I would actually stan Iris and Deke because then Iris could teach him how to take better Instagram photos. I actually am going to make a bold statement that they've never hung out again because his Instagram never got better.
No, I was going to say maybe she's the one taking them and you're just dissing her this whole time when we actually, no. You're like fine, okay with her.
Because hers are no. Beautiful. Her pics are all good.
Well, maybe it's him taking them and he's the talent.
No way. Get out of here. How dare you?
No faith in Daddy Deke.
Don't say that anymore.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Ash and Hanya or Ashley and Lascelles?
Let's go Ash and Hanya. Let's save the most unhinged for last, least this episode.
We'll jump to Ash and Hanya. But before we do that, we will take a quick break. And we're back. Okay, so Ash and Hanya. So I've been very vocal about Ash being the absolute star of the show, in my opinion. How do you feel about that?
I agree. I feel like we weren't really let in on just like how much we should hate Hanya right away. And so ever since that has become abundantly clear, I feel like Ash has been even more of a star. I'm really liking her. I like her as a character, but also just like she's rootable because he's looked so much as well.
Also, just a heads up, Scally, because they don't address it on the show. Ash uses they them pronouns, just so you know.
Oh, my bad.
They didn't tell us on the show and they continually don't. We only learned from Instagram. So we're just we've had to let everybody know so far.
No, I did not catch that. All right. So, yeah, no, I like Ash. They're great. I am really rooting for them. I feel like especially now that we know how much Hanya sucks, they have been just like an even more rootable character than they already were. So I'm excited to see where the rest of the season goes for them.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with them. I do follow them on Instagram. I'm scheming to become friends with them. I have slid into their DMs and asked if they would do an interview after the season, and they instantly replied yes. So We will have Ash on the pod after the season is over. So I'm very excited for that.
Nice. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think they're just great. Biggest star of the season, in my opinion. And Hanya is horrible.
Yeah, I just...
Like, we were told, Hanya wants an open relationship, but I feel like he doesn't want an open relationship. He just wants to fuck around and Ash to be loyal to him.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's abundantly clear that he wants like half of an open relationship. I don't really think that's how that works. So,
I think a lot of the men on this season want half an open relationship.
Mm-hmm. So, Hanya, not great. For sure. Just to have been like the one pushing the open relationship, but then also to be like so jealous and have it be revealed that he's been like screwing around behind Ash's back. Not fun. Don't love that.
Well, and he's acting all precious on Temptation Island when he has also slept with someone on Temptation Island.
Mm-hmm. It's like, so baffling.
Yeah, he's not well, obviously. Like, this is just not how people act. And so we see a lot of him being very upset about Ash having slept with Taylor, who, by the way, the sex scene that we got from Ash and Taylor, I feel like, was a really good one for Temptation Island. Very intimate.
A lot. Usually that was reserved for like early Love Island UK. But no, Temptation Island, move over. It is getting in the game.
Who was it on Love Island UK that had sex on top of the covers so that it couldn't be shown? And then it was shown.
A truly great story. But
season one. I can't remember their name.
Season two, but I don't remember her name as well. Yeah. They can't show it if it's above the covers.
They showed it. I don't want my dad to see me having sex on TV, so I'm gonna do it outside the cover.
Yeah. You know what? Temptation Island, I don't know if that strategy would work. It might, like, this is not British television, but yeah, not great.
Yeah, not great. This episode, I feel like Ash really is like coming into their own with Taylor, feeling really good about where things are headed.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the thing where, at least in the last two seasons, I'm not generally rooting for like a lot of their relationships outside of like cheat on each other. Like, which is like not a great impulse, but it's why we're watching the show. I'm sorry if you're here, you are too.
Scally, we are the founding members of the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast feed. Nobody is except for one person, nobody is expecting us to be like good people about these shows.
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna be intellectual and discussing that.
Yeah, you know, no one called you a feather brain.
Not yet, or here, but I am. I don't know. I feel like Ash and Taylor are the first ? Couple that have like met on the show where I'm like, oh, I could actually see this going somewhere and like it. So I'm very excited watching them.
Yeah, I could actually really see it going somewhere. And I like them together. And so I actually kind of am rooting for them, which feels very wrong to be rooting for anything on Temptation Island. But here
we are. We're being set up. This can't go well.
You're right. We absolutely are being set up. I can't wait for the reunion for this season also. I feel like it is going to be explosive once we get there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else? I know they go on dates. Like, I don't even care about the dates on this show. Like, I feel like nothing happens on them.
No, the dates, like, not super exciting. Sometimes they can be, like, decent, but I don't think we got anything, at least from Ash and Hanya.
I watch the show number one for the bonfires and number two for the things that are going to end up at the bonfire.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. That's why I'm here.
So when I show up and I see half a bonfire, no, ma'am, I'm not excited.
Yeah, I was not happy about that either. Because I feel like they easily could have cut a couple minutes of this to fit both bonfires. And I don't like when shows break format. I don't like when we don't see the veto ceremony on Big Brother. I don't like when we don't get a full bonfire on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not ideal.
It's fine. We'll survive. Okay. Should we talk about Ashley and Lascelles? I feel like this is like the meat of the episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Save the best for last because this was wild.
So Lascelles and Ashley, and I cannot emphasize this enough, have been dating 7 years. She's never seen him cry in person before.
Mm-hmm.
She's never seen him emote before. Also, I'm pretty sure he fully hates her.
Yeah, I don't get it. I am so confused by this relationship.
Sometimes I think people get complacent and comfortable, but it doesn't even seem like that's the case.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I just feel like usually it takes a little bit more time. And I was getting like big weirdo energy from Lascelles when he did that like declaration standing up at the pool. Like, I get it that we're in a different situation on Temptation Island. And so people are probably throwing themselves at you, or at least it's perceived as throwing themselves at you more than in an everyday life situation.
Well, and especially on this Temptation Island, like Lascelles is far and away the most attractive man.
Sure, but to stand up and be like, I can have no female friends, like that is such weirdo energy. And so, I was a little thrown off by that. But for where we go in this episode, that was nothing.
Yeah, so you say it exactly right. Big weirdo energy. I think last week I said I can't diagnose anyone, but I said Hanya had like psychopath energy. But that's what I'm getting from Lascelles this time. It's so weird. So even though he made this grand declaration last week, it's so weird. Trace doesn't instantly just want to be with him.
How weird is that?
It's so weird. Like, I thought that if you just declare in front of everyone and then go to bed together, that you're just instantly together.
I think before even discussing further, we need to reiterate that Temptation Island films over a period of about 4 weeks, give or take. So just keep that in mind. Yeah.
At most 4 weeks.
So
like, this is
so much perspective. And like a starting portion of that is when they're as couples in the beginning and getting introduced, and like the end of when they're making their decisions. So like, what are you 3 weeks with the singles in the villa? Is that
at
it?
Most, at the absolute most, you are getting 3 weeks with the singles. And so, in order to try and right this wrong and really convince Trace that he wants her, he brings her spaghetti. The ugliest spaghetti I've ever seen in my life.
Classic apology food. Spaghetti with something identified on top.
It looks like maybe crushed tomatoes.
Yeah, is this a chicken cutlet? Is this just a lot of tomato sauce that wasn't
mixed in well? It looks like a lot of tomato sauce. I don't know, he just rips the tinfoil off the top of it like, I got this for you. And she's like, I'm not hungry.
Those sad dry noodles with a little glob of tomato sauce on top.
Like, those have been sitting for hours, probably from the the catering.
Oh no, not the catering.
Like the, those have been in
out of a tray for you. Yeah,
they have been in a chafing dish for several hours.
Even if Trace was starving, like I would, I'm not mad. I'm just really not going to eat that. So.
Yeah, literally, I could be starving. I could be on Survivor with no rice and I'd be like, yeah, I'm actually not hungry.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like Lascelles obviously had the conversation earlier where he's saying that at the end of it, he sees himself leaving single with Ashley, which is an interesting way of putting things.
Yeah, I don't understand what that means at all. Like, I just genuinely don't know what that means.
I just feel like it was the most like half-ass, like walking the line statement that he could have said. I don't think he wanted to make a commitment. He claimed later that like, I was just protecting Ashley. It's like, no, I feel like you were protecting yourself for when you like didn't want to make a decision yet. And like, me and Ashley are like leaving single and like work on things and then get back together. Or me and Trace like really work out. But for him to have gone from that to then, I want you to be my wife, I can't see my life without you, was a rapid change.
Protecting Ashley from what is what I would like to know. Like, in what way have you protected Ashley once this season? Like, shut up. But yeah, so he sits down with Trace and he says, I can't imagine my life without you. I want to leave here with you as a girlfriend, as a future wife. Cannot see my life without you. And I'm in love with you.
I died.
I was like, I know I did not just hear this man say, I love you to a tempter on Temptation Island.
Every sentence was worse than the next, where he was like, I want you to be my girlfriend. I was like, ooh, this is fast. like, even just for that, because a minute ago, she would not take your hand. So maybe let's not do the proposing at this moment. But then to escalate that further of you're my future, you're my wife, you're my like everything, I'm in love with you. That was a lot.
Honestly, red flag that Trace accepted this.
I agree. And that's why I'm like, I don't feel like we're seeing everything from either side, because I wrote Trace is happy to hear this ? Like, this is scary. Like, I don't want anyone to do this in 3 months, let alone like a week and a half. So I just feel like this was a lot. And probably like, would you rather see this, or I would rather see like, Hanya and Ash see each other like having sex in bed. Like, Ashley, I think, would rather see that than what we're seeing here.
Yeah. This is bad. Like, this is really bad. I don't understand how it got there. I, as you said, big weirdo energy from LaSalle's and Trace both. Because then it's after this that we see Trace go to Edgar and be like, I have to tell you about Marissa. And I think it's because she's like now feeling really secure with LaSalle's and is like, now that I'm in a couple, I can give everyone else advice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, both of you, I'm going to take a leaf out of Chappelle's book. I just think everyone should go to jail until we can figure this out.
Honestly, not usually advocating for jail, but it might be necessary in this
just
scenario.
Until we can figure it out.
A holding cell.
Like, exactly, not like prison.
Oh no. I don't get it. I really am just like blindsided by both sides, and then for Trace to be like, well, Temptation Island worked for me, so like in whatever definition of Temptation Island working is,
what does that mean? Can we unpack that? What does Temptation Island working mean?
I feel like there is there's no working on Temptation Island. There is only dysfunction.
I think Marco Wahlberg would argue that it's different for every couple.
Oh, Mark L. Wahlberg, the star of the show, truly.
Stop it. Ash is the star. How dare you?
Fine. Ash is number one. They can have the title, but Mark number two.
You might. I think I would put Jillian above Mark, but then Mark can be third.
Okay. Top three is not bad, Mark. Pat yourself.
Top three is good for the host.
it truly is.
Who else is it supposed to be? Like, Juicy is gone.
Oh, poor Juicy. Bring back Juicy on next season.
Honestly, I would love to see a returning a turning point from Madeline. That's her real name.
Sure.
No, it is. Her name is Madeline.
I know.
No, you didn't.
I don't.
Until I just told you.
I know Juicy.
I could have lied. Scally, is there a Brianna on this season?
Yeah, that's Juicy's real name.
No, there is a Brianna, but it's not Juicy. Juicy is Madeline. That's true.
All right, fine.
Is there a Karina on this season?
Yes, I do know Karina.
Oh my God. Okay. Is there a Paige on this season?
Yes.
You're right.
Okay. Ooh.
Is there a Kristen on the season?
No, there's no Kristen.
It's you. Oh my God. Is there a Riley?
No.
Yes, there is.
Oh, it's so aggravating because they're truly mostly 50-50 guesses.
Well, yeah, that's all. It's a coin flip. Like, if you don't have the photo in front of you, how are you supposed to know who's on the season?
And I don't even, what was her name again? I remember, the only reason I remembered what's her name, was because she was like, and this is why we're here, for the men to lean on us when they're sad. And it was like, oh, like, don't do their emotional, like, weight. Like, Edgar and, like, Anya can figure this out for themselves. Like, this is not your responsibility.
Yeah, they're grown. They're grown enough that they should be able to sort it out. But I do think it really plays into, like, especially within, like, heteronormative couples, like, women often play like an unpaid emotional labor situation. So sad to see, but art reflects.
These are the singles, though. Karina, like, find better.
Well, who is she supposed to date?
You don't have to date on Temptation Island. Just take the free booze.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I would go as a single on Temptation Island if I were single just to get drunk.
Prices are up. The economy, inflation. Temptation Island is looking more tempting.
A free trip to Hawaii.
It's true.
Which actually feels really icky because actual Hawaiian people are like, please don't come. Please stop coming here right now.
Yeah, I mean, Temptation Island is immoral. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Wait, what? It is? I thought that it was perfect and good.
I am surprised that Temptation Island is not up to the best standards. That's surprising.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. So, okay. The episode ends with Ashley seeing at the bonfire Lascelles say to Trace, I'm in love with you and I want you to be my future wife.
And I love how Ashley is just like, I'm confused, because same. Like, I understand that this, like, should be super hurtful and, like, you would expect a big reaction from this, but imagine being in a 7-year relationship and then seeing them say this after a week and a half of knowing somebody. I would also be confused.
I would believe 100% that Lascelles has never told Ashley that he loves her. Like, I would, thanks. I would buy that in 7 years he never said it. And so
he has said it, but doesn't mean it.
Oh, maybe.
Which is sad.
But that is also really sad.
Yeah.
Oh, why do people suck?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like maybe he thinks he means it, but.
He wants to know what love is, and he wants Trace to show him.
Yeah, well, we'll see at the reunion how that goes.
I cannot wait for it cannot be understated how much I cannot wait for the reunion. Okay, so the only other thing we haven't really talked about is when Sam came in, but nobody knew Sam at all.
No, I mean, we basically talked about Sam more than she was on the show, of just like, you're a shower girl. We get a flashback. I'm excited for Sam, but, you know, Sam seems very happy to be back, and good for her. You know, if you get a return trip on Temptation Island, you do you. You've already been on once. There's no going downhill from here.
How many Instagram followers do you think Sam has, Samantha right. Hoffman?
I'm putting in perspective of women usually have more than men. So I am going to go with 22,000 followers for Sam.
It's 20K. So you're very close.
I was too optimistic in her chances. Yeah,
you were very, very close. Her pictures are much better than Deke's as well. Like,
Tower Girl sounded like good branding.
Yeah, we saw a clip of her having sex in the shower.
You know what? Like, good for her.
And yeah, get it, girl. Have fun.
Temptation Island worked.
Well, it worked for her to come back.
That's true. Honestly, that is the success metric.
I mean, yeah. Listen, maybe she could get to 30K from this.
That would be surprising. But
yeah, I know. That was optimistic. The thing that's wild is Iris, who's on this current season, has more followers than Sam and Deke combined.
I mean, I feel like that is just her coming in with them 100%.
Well, right? Yeah, but still, like, pretty impressive.
Oh, it's impressive, but there are randos out there with, you know, lots of followers. Instagram's on the decline anyway. Better start on TikTok, guys.
I'm trying to look and see how many Jillian is at now. Yeah, Jillian's over 7,000.
All right. I feel like that's a little bit of an upswing.
Yeah, she's definitely gone up. Ash has gone up by about 1,000 because originally I had more followers than her and I do not anymore. So,
wow, they deserve more.
Thank you.
But yeah, they deserve more.
They do. They do. They deserve the world. And they've been doing a lot of like Q&As and doing lives to watch the episode on Thursdays after it's already aired. They're a fun follow.
Oh, maybe I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, their username is at that.ash.hole.
All right. It's a good handle.
It's a great handle. Branding. It's good branding. And their bio says, writer, burlesque performer, costume designer, Temptation Island, season 4, Menace to Male Society.
Again, like, great bio. Great bio does you wonders.
Their pics are beautiful, too. Like, damn.
Oh.
Okay, Ash. Ash. Is there anything else that we need to cover about this episode?
I'm trying to even think about this episode as much as I try to avoid thinking about Temptation Island at times. I did like Jillian also saying to Tommy when he refused to go to bed with her, like, oh, well, Edgar would be like... coming in immediately and cuddle with me all night. It's like, well, you don't like Edgar at all, so maybe it's good that Tommy's acting differently.
Like, why are you throwing Edgar in anyone's face? You're not good partners to each other. Like, you're just not, simply not meant to be together.
Mm-mm, not at all. I feel like, and she knows that, I feel like she's known that before coming here. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, probably many couples, but like specifically them, were like, all right, we're going to be breaking up or have broken up, let's get on Temptation Island and then we can go separate ways after that.
Honestly, I could totally see it.
Why not?
I really don't understand why Jillian is being painted as kind of a villain with the edit. Like, I really feel like they're trying to make her look bad. I don't think she's done anything wrong.
I mean, aside from being in a relationship and cheating. But that's the show.
They came in with a rule that they're allowed to kiss.
Oh,
so she's still following the rules that her and Edgar set. And like, yeah, she's realized she doesn't want to be with Edgar anymore, but they just haven't been able to talk because of the structure of Temptation Island.
No, it's true. And like I said, I'm advocating for cheating on the show, so I'm not judging.
It's the only place in the world where we want people to cheat on their significant others.
You know what? Do what you gotta do. But no, I'm not surprised. Like, misogyny. It's not surprising that she is being painted as a villain.
You're right. Thanks for the reminder on that. Okay, so I would say that is all for our discussion of Temptation Island this week. I do just want to queue up. I'm not going to read them all today because I want to talk about them with Maggie when she's here. But thank you so much to everyone who came in with 5-star reviews to counteract the mean 1-star we got. Really appreciate it. Thank you to Stomp a Mudhole, Italian Burgers, Ibs and Mark, MJ's MIC, Bree, Libby, and Ali Cass for the 5-star reviews. Really appreciate it. As I said last week, just because Scally's not home doesn't mean we can trash the house. We got to get those 5-star reviews. So I deeply appreciate that from all of you. And Scally, thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you for having me. I'm very glad to have come back on a better Temptation Island season. Very much enjoying it. Cannot wait to finish it out and see how the rest of the season goes. I'm very excited.
Me too. So great. So if people would like to hear more from you in the meantime, where can they find you?
Anything I'm doing will be on Twitter at Brian_Scally. I know, for example, I'll be releasing, I believe, 2 challenge drafts about the upcoming All-Stars 3 with Mel Got Served, Matt Liguori, Allie and Brian on the Dom and Colin podcast feed. So that was a lot of fun, as well as jumping in on the end of Big Brother Canada coverage. And as I said, anything else I'm doing on Twitter.
Yes, awesome. Everyone go follow Scally. He's a great follow. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. You can listen to me talk about the final few episodes of Bridgerton season 2 over on Post Show Recaps, talking about Riverdale with Mary on Kowski Cast, that's Cow with a K, and talking about BoJack Horseman over at BoJack Horse Pod. Also this week, there is a new wrap up that just launched. It is called Mess Magnets, and it is myself and Sasha Joseph talking about trending topics, celebrity gossip, and pop culture in general. Our first episode just dropped, and it's really fun. So if you like Hot Dummies on Islands, I think you'll really like Mess Magnets, so please go check that out. Rob has a website.com/messfeed. And Also, go follow Maggie, my normal Temptation Island co-host, over on Instagram at @mlmorgan_. We will be back next week to talk about Temptation Island season 4, episode 7, and we'll see you then.